I don't know about you. When the mince pies arrive in the supermarket shelves in October, I sigh. When the Christmas decorations go up in November, I begin to wonder, is it really too early? Well, maybe if you followed the story through that we've told this evening, maybe the story we've told gives us pause. Because the story of Christmas is a story of longing, a story of promises being kept, of a journey's end and a journey's beginning. Those words from the book of Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end he will stand upon the earth," come from what scholars believe to be the oldest book in the Bible. And if it's not the oldest in date, then perhaps it is in its setting. And although there are words that are longing with hope and expectation that God would come in the midst of Job's troubles. Oh, that I would see my Redeemer. Oh, that I know that my Redeemer live. In a sense, it forms. Those words form the basis of a Christian faith. That God indeed comes to us. That in Jesus he has walked this earth, and the gospel writers encountered him in person. They knew him, they heard him, they touched his flesh, they encountered him. But if Job's longing dates back from the distant parts of history, the longing of Jesus, the promise that Jesus will come, the promise that Elaine read in Isaiah, comes from 700 years before God comes. Sort of puts into context mince pies in October. 700 years the people of God waited for the child that God would bring in as light into the darkness to come. The child who would bring peace and justice where there was violence and injustice. The people of God waited 700 years for the promise to be fulfilled. And just maybe that might give us pause when our Amazon delivery doesn't arrive tomorrow. The people of God waited 700 years. And if that is not enough, the journey that the wise men made, the user is more in a more user-friendly time frame. Most scholars believe they set out 2 years before they encountered Jesus. They traveled 2 years to come to find the Christ child and to bow before him and worship him. Mary's journey is a little bit shorter. Hers is the traditional 9 months until she would encounter or give birth to the child who is Emmanuel, God with us. Her journey is much more understandable, the waiting for a baby to be born. It is only the shepherds who have a short journey towards the Christ. It is only the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born who encounter the angelic host and say, "Come, let's go and see what's happening here." So when I grumble about Christmas puddings on the shelves in October and wrapping paper in the cards in November, I have to pause and consider the amount of time that God has spent in preparing for his coming and how long the people of God have waited for his arrival. And how they have journeyed long to bow before him and worship. Whilst it is true that the Christmas story is about the Christ child, Jesus, born in a manger, it's also a story of longing fulfilled, of promises kept, of journeys completed. And sometimes those longing, that waiting, that journeys are short, but more often they are long and arduous and a form aching for the years to pass that God would come. But however extended that period of longing, however that patient we have to be, the Christian story is one of fulfillment of God who comes to us. It is the belief that the waiting and the longing will be fulfilled, that God will hear our prayers and will come, that in the midst of our longing, he will fulfill us. It leaves me wondering what we are longing for this Christmas. And if God would answer our prayers, would he come to us? And in the story, in the Christmas story, the answer is yes, God will come. But I also wonder what the promise is that we long to see completed, what promises God has made to us and can answer us in Christ. The answer to the promise that God has made are complete in Jesus Christ. And I wonder about our journey of faith. The journey, the Christian story is about journeys. It's about believing and hoping and coming to find Jesus and then going on and moving on and allowing that encounter to shape our lives afterwards. And whether that journey towards God has been a few days, a few months, or whether we have been traveling for years to encounter him, however long it takes, the Christian story, encountering Jesus in the here and now, marks the culmination of a search and the beginning of a new journey. For in the journey of Mary and of the wise men and of shepherds, we find a journey that both ends in Christ and begins in him. It's a journey of faith, a journey of discovering what God will do in our lives. The Christmas story, the Nativity story, is a story of fulfillment. A fulfillment of longing, a fulfillment of promise, a fulfillment of a journey. It's a story that's taken generations to prepare and centuries to unfold. And yet it is a fulfillment in the here and now. In the Nativity story, in the Christmas story, in Christ with us. The promise, the journey, the fulfillment are all here. And so I'm left with a few questions. This Christmas, how will you meet God in your longing? How will he fulfill his promise within you? And how will you respond by journeying to see the Christ child and moving on with that journey? My hope and my prayer for you all this Christmas is that you might truly experience both the fulfillment that God can give, but also that you will accept the invitation to journey with him, that we might discover how much he has prepared for us in Jesus, how much he has given us and how much more he has for us in the Christ child, who lies at the heart of the Christmas story, who lies at the heart of the fulfillment, who lies at the completion of the promise, and invites us to make that journey to meet with him, and having encountered him, to move on in a journey of faith with him. So I wonder whether you will make that journey this Christmas. Amen.